The biggest project is the Floral Buffalo Project on the waterfront, a $250 million complex which would grow marijuana and handle it all the way through the production process to material ready to sell. Of course, that's if Albany does legalize pot, and legislators and Governor Cuomo say they want that. So that might happen. Meanwhile, Flora is going through the process involved in building in an industrial park near a river. Senior VP Ryan Harrell says the company is assuming legalization as it plans.
We're running parallel paths here, right, as Albany works to get legislation for legalization of recreational use. We're moving forward our project in our acquisition of the property from Buffalo Urban Development Corporation, going through these various entitlement procedures through the planning board.
It will come back to the planning board for a series of other needed approvals. The entire project will be discussed at 6 tonight at Southside Elementary School. The Tim Hortons at Michigan and William received a lot of heat because it's a controversial project for Ellicott Development. The company received board approval after interior and exterior design changes to reflect its presence in the Michigan Street African American Historic Corridor. It will still have a drive-through lane with some restrictions. Mike Desmond, WBFO News.